This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, good morning. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the Allo Communications Studios. You are listening to Good Morning NoCo. It is brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley, I may have mentioned. I'm Brian Carey, along with Tanner Schwint and Angel Padilla, running the controls and being the producer of the show. I'll get my words together here. Been one of those nights, I had one of those tossing and turning, flopping all over, couldn't sleep up every couple hours nights.
That sucks.
Just
man.
One of those weird ones where you can't get your brain to stop working.
Right.
And then I get to work and lo and behold, it quit. So just had the timing off on that, but we'll see how things play out. I know we've got a lot of cool things this morning, including the weather, a little chilly out there this morning.
Right.
And it's only going to get colder, not necessarily today so much, but the next few days coming up look to be pretty chilly as we get into the 30s today and tomorrow. But then next week, when you look at Monday, a high of 4. Is what we're looking at right now.
I hated it.
Yeah, get ready to bundle up. You're going to need it, and that could be coming our way in the next couple of days.
Well, and we'll have Cody Wilson at least tomorrow to talk a little bit more about that, which will be great. But yeah, this Arctic front, man, this is the weather that I hate, because nothing good comes out of it being just freezing cold enough to freeze an Eskimo, you know.
Yes, there's several.
That's an edited version.
Yeah. Any particular parts?
Yeah, fingers.
Okay, I was thinking a brass monkey has been neutered. That was another one. What the hell?
What?
Just flipping through my morning prep and auditing Facebook, I got a friend request from Donald Trump.
You didn't.
What the? No, he's back.
He's back.
Yeah, that's it. No, I'm just making light, having some fun this morning.
All right. Well, this is good. We're good. We're going to get this back on track. I feel like my brain's all over the place. You've been doing a great job.
I lie. I was just going to tell everybody all the great things I have planned today.
Do it.
But, you know.
Let me know what you have planned.
Well, do you have the In Case I Go Missing folder set aside? This is a hot thing that they are encouraging people to do.
Really?
It's a new sensation, another TikTok type of thing, but people are doing this. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. This all depends on what, you know, what we've got time in. Donald Trump cheating in his own golf tournament.
That's
busted at it.
Nice.
Yeah, that one is pretty humorous. Also, things parents swore they would never do but are doing. We could be diving into that as well. And let's see, I had the asteroid, which we were talking
right.
about earlier before jumping on, the asteroid coming our way. So there's a lot of that. Plus, we have Miles Blumhart and
yep.
All of our regulars on a Friday, Matt Johnson from the UNC Bears basketball team.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. The one-on-one with Matt Johnson, he's really starting to turn a corner, and he hit a huge shot against Idaho. It was, I mean, damn near half-court shot that he stopped and popped and drilled. And I'm excited to talk with Matt about where this team's at and where they're headed and kind of the, you know, kind of the mental side of it. Because, you know, Steve Smiley hasn't had a losing season as a head coach.
No, this is tough. They've lost twice as many as they've won.
Right. Yeah. And it's just a different way, and it's a different way of thinking when you're trying to crawl back out of that. And they've got the talent to do it. You know, they certainly do. You saw them dominate against Idaho. So we'll see what Matt Johnson has to say. Of course, that is courtesy of Mark Larson State Farm Insurance as well. And then our very own Brady Hull, host of the whole show, will join us at 9:35 to talk about this Denver Broncos head coaching search. Because this thing is just bonkers, man. Just bizarre with how this is going down. Still no word on who the next head coach is going to be. No word of when that could be. It seems like D'Amico Ryans might be the guy. I think they would have announced, you know, who the head coach was going to be if it wasn't him. And they can't yet because he's still in the playoffs. The defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. So we'll see what happens there. But we'll have Brady dive into that as well. You want to talk about our Happy Life Gardens poll question, Bray?
Yeah, we certainly can. I got to thinking this as I heard the story about, you know, an asteroid coming close to Earth, you know, but being near. It started immediately. My mind went to, I've got to get in my little triangle that I used to shoot those dots out of and eliminate this asteroid that's coming. And it took me to the arcade where I'm standing in front of that machine, and the amount of quarters and time that I put into an asteroids machine in an arcade is immeasurable. But it took me back to those arcade days. That's when, I mean, I used to love as a kid, go to the mall, drop me off, I'll be in the arcade.
Yeah.
Right? And I could just spend the day in there getting quarters, playing all the games. But what game drew you? Now, that was me, was back in the actual arcade. Maybe yours was, you know, later when gaming systems were in everybody's house, so you had that. But what was the one game that you were absolutely drawn to that probably sucked in more quarters or more of your time, if you will, than anything else? And I've got to think Madden is going to be a absolute ruler in this.
Yeah.
Tecmo Bowl was a great one for me when I was a kid, but I'm going to go with Asteroids big time. That was my first real love of arcade games, was playing that.
Yeah, so the poll question, what is the best video game or arcade game that you've ever played? This is where that generational divide starts to play a little bit of a role here, because
no, it certainly
didn't
does.
Play a whole lot of arcade games, but
sure not.
Pinball, I played a lot of pinball. But
Kiss pinball machine is still one of the items I someday will have in my home.
Yeah?
I dream of it.
Kiss pinball, huh?
I had a buddy who had a Kiss pinball machine in his house, and he was the coolest kid in school because of it. I always wanted that. How about yourself?
You know, I was just thinking about this. The best that I'm going to say is probably pretty cliche, but it's MLB The Show on PlayStation. What I really like about it is that you have the opportunity to, like, pull baseball cards. Like, you get packs for different rewards, and you don't know who it's going to be. It could be, you know, it could be Todd Helton card that you get. It could be a Mickey Mantle card. They take you back, and you get to learn a lot about the history of some of these older players. You know, I emceed Friends of Baseball last year, and Eric Davis was the guest speaker. Eric Davis is on my team, you know, on my game out there, you know. And so learning about the players through that, really well done. And you know, the music choice and stuff that goes into it, I think that plays a big role. And MLB The Show does a really good job. So I'm going there as the best video game that I've played. Angel, I'm sure you're going a little bit different here. Where are you going? And is it going to be Madden now?
If you asked me today, it would be Madden, because I played that way too much in the last 2 weeks, I think.
Is that the best game, or is that the one you enjoy
the
most?
That's the one I enjoy the most, but the best game, and like the ones that I always love to play, were the early Assassin's Creed series.
Oh, yeah.
Back in like the mid-2010s when those games started coming out. That's when I had first got my PlayStation 3 for the first time. So like, you get your own console, you can play whatever games you want as long as your parents go buy it for you.
Yeah.
So I just love those Assassin's Creed games, like diving into the history a little bit more, and just, it was just a fun like role playing game. So
right,
yeah. Now being a little more vintage, the amount of times that underneath my blanket you could hear beep, beep,
right,
because I was playing those little Mattel handheld games, the football and football one and baseball. I loved those.
See, and I really liked the Pac-Man game as well, even the arcade style.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But they came out with a Pac-Man video game for a GameCube, which a GameCube was kind of vintage now at this point too.
I've got one in my closet somewhere.
But that Pac-Man GameCube game was awesome. I loved it because you went, and it was kind of the same theory, but the technology had just advanced, but they kept the story there. And so that was a pretty cool one as well. So we want to know from you, what was the best video game or arcade game you've ever played? HVAC Guy says Donkey Kong on the old arcade consoles. Also, is it Galaga?
Oh, yeah. Galaga, great game.
All right.
Well, I still have that one on one of mine. You know, and speaking of gaming, you know, if you're going to be, you know, now everybody's gaming at home, you're playing against people who aren't even in the room with you all across the country, you can do these things. But in order to pull that off, you've got to have a good connection. And that's where somebody like Aloe Fiber comes in. Thank goodness I've been hooked up with Aloe Fiber. These are just great people. You know, the thing is, first, I was so impressed with them as people and as a business model. Then find out that their product is just, it's top-notch. It's above nothing, above all. Now, when it comes to reliable internet, is there anything more frustrating than going to get on and you can't? You know, that
right.
will drive you crazy. Look, you've got things to do. We don't have 3 seconds to wait anymore. We've got to have that instant. You rely on it. Last thing you can have happen is if you're doing a presentation in a video chat and it starts buffering.
Oh, my
You know, or you've paid for a movie to stream and it starts buffering.
Right. It's that big moment in sports because, you know, you can only watch the Nuggets on the Az on like Fubo TV or something now.
Bones Highland TV. What the?
I made it. Okay, good. Yeah.
No, and say goodbye to that with Aloe Fiber. Just know you're going to have trouble-free connection to stay connected. And check them out today. You can go to aloefiber.com. You can chat with them online and get all the information there.
617, the time. Sound off. What's the best video or arcade game that you've ever had or ever played? Let us know on Facebook at Good Morning NoCo. Our text line is 888-530-0000. You just have one hit you, or did I say something weird?
There was a naughty one like Lizard Larry something or something. It was about some dude going into a nightclub.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Ooh, I can't help you on this one. We'll do some research.
Somebody knows what I'm talking about and is playing it right now quietly in their basement in the dark.
Come on, HVAC guy. Holler at us. 617 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo presented by Air Solutions on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Going to be Noob who would come through with your
thank you, Noob.
Answer.
You nailed it. That is exactly the game I was talking about.
Leisure Suit Larry. Any ideas from you back there? I didn't think so.
You've never heard of that?
No,
obviously not. Well before your time, but it was groundbreaking.
I bet.
I think there may have been a boob. It was one of those games.
It was Grand Theft Auto before Grand Theft Auto came out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I never, I my kids, I know they were playing it, and I was saying, wow, seems a little racy, boys. You know?
I've never understood why, so in Grand Theft Auto, why did they need to put a strip club in there?
I think to capture the realism of the world, maybe. to offer you that choice, knowing that you might take it, I think it's the thing.
I'll go with there's a bunch of horny teenagers playing the game.
That's also true.
I just loved that because that was a very hippie answer. And that feels good.
But it's
good.
Like one of the few things in the game that you can actually go into and like experience. Like you can't just go into a grocery store in GTA. You can go to the strip club, but you can't go to the grocery store. It's just weird.
It's very realistic.
Why couldn't you go to a grocery store?
Because you don't need to eat.
You just can't. You can buy 30,000 Lamborghinis, but can't get
a bag of chips?
Can't get eggs or chips or anything. I guess it is realistic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it really is. Eggs and Lamborghini, you need the same payment plan.
Yes, you really
yes,
do.
You do.
So that's our Happy Life Garden Spoil question today. What's the best video game or arcade game that you've ever played? I'm going with MLB The Show. It's really solid. But you go back, and I just can't say they're the best. Some of those games, Super Smash Bros. Super Smash Mario Bros. Those were incredible. I loved those games, but you know, you talk about the like how far we've come with the digital stuff, and like I can't say that's the best. It's some of the nostalgia behind it definitely makes it awesome, you know. And sitting there and playing those, you know, the Mario Kart races.
I guess maybe not so much the best, but what was your favorite?
Yeah,
you know, where did you spend the most time?
You want to change it to that?
I think not.
Best favorite? Best/favorite.
Yeah, either one works that way. I don't. To me, the best was the one that's my favorite. If I'm playing it the most, to me, that's the best one. I'm not talking about difficulty of game or graphics or whatever. What got my attention and what was the most fun, and those were the ones that I played.
Jenna's going a little bit off the beaten path here. Not really a video game, but when we go to the arcade, my favorite is skee-ball. Is it ski or skee-ball?
Yeah, skee-ball is great.
It's not a video game or arcade game, Jenna. Come on now.
But they do have them in arcades.
They do have them in arcades.
Go to Dave & Buster's and you can skee-ball left and right.
You know what's kind of weird is she's oddly really good at that game. And it really pissed me off the last time we went.
It takes some skill to get that ball to go right into the right spot. Get her practice up for Stampede time.
Yeah, I know. She'll be ready. We were at Chippers, or what is it, 2450 or something, now that they've changed their name to. But they've got a whole full arcade in there. And something happened to me that I never have had happen before. I jumped on the claw game. I got the prize the first time.
No kidding.
First pull. Big ball. It's awesome.
That's
very happy.
That's impressive.
I was very happy.
Yeah, I've never been good at the claw game. I was just watching one of those stupid shows with surveillance cameras.
Right.
You know, like Customer Wars or something like that.
This.
Yeah, and it was the two kids who were stuck inside of the vending machine who had both climbed up in there. And just watching them have to get them out was really
Did they
joyous.
Use the claw to do it?
No, but that would have been the obvious thing. The parents ran out of quarters. But, but that I love when things like that happen.
No, it's awesome. But that's that's the thing about...
Never won on a claw machine.
What's that?
I never won on one of
the
those.
First time, I was shocked. I mean, literally the first time I put any money in, I just went over there and got it and pulled it out. But that's the thing about my fiance. I just had to say that once on air. I hadn't said that yet.
Sounds kind of fun.
It does sound a lot of fun. That's the one thing about her, though. She is competitive as all get out. And I'm not competitive at all. I've got not a competitive bone in my body. You should have seen the look these two just gave each other.
Holy crap.
Who is this man?
Thank you, Angel.
Oh.
He's the most competitive human I've ever met.
But we get in there, and skee-ball starts going around, and she beats me the first two times. I'm like, what the hell? And then I really had to focus, and I got her the third game. That's what really matters. But what is the best? What is your favorite video game, arcade game? We're going to be having this conversation throughout the course of the morning. And, of course, we love to hear from you on our Facebook page at Good Morning NoCo. Go give it a like and a follow as well, and share it with your friends. Have them go follow us on Facebook. We really would appreciate it. 627.
Please spread the word. We're here.
We are here.
Yeah, we are.
We're proud to be here.
And we're going to have some fun.
We are going to have some fun. 628, right. It's Good Morning NoCo. We'll be right back. The working day was long, and the road is grinding on. The body's winding down again. Well, the Nuggets hung in there last night, missing their two big stars in Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. This is the time of the year that basketball really does start to irritate me a little bit. Listen, I love football, but my main sport's going to be baseball. That's if I'm going to sit down and watch a game, it will be baseball. A meaningful baseball game is great. This load management thing drives me insane.
I hate it. I despise it. And as a fan, it drives me crazy because the way I look at it, there's 82 games, you're paid X millions of dollars a year. That's to play all those games.
And if the league agrees that they can't play all those games, cut the number of games down.
Exactly.
I don't understand it because just the other night in Miami, there was a fan who, a little kid, who had a sign that said, we flew 4,000 miles to watch Jimmy Butler play. Jimmy Butler was out for load management.
Yeah, and that's I feel for fans because this happens so often. You're a LeBron fan.
Right.
The only thing you are doing, you want your kid to go and see their hero. So you bring them to the game and then not dressing tonight. I've got to rest the amount of time I can put on my elbow. Well, then you should. Why are we paying you $80 million,
right.
You know, $1 million a game to just take some off? And what else will drive me crazy is then there'll be an incentive. You can make another $8 million if you make the All-Star team. If I paid you $50 million, you better better be a damn All-Star. That makes no sense to me. Either.
See, I don't have a problem with the incentive program.
I got a huge problem with that.
But there was a texter on the whole show yesterday. I don't know who it was, but I thought it was a great point by them saying that the Denver fans kind of get chipped out of this because a lot of the load management happens when teams come into Denver because of the altitude. They rest a lot of their star players when they come to Denver to play. And I thought that was a great point. But the Nuggets took on the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray were out. I know Jokic is kind of dealing with a little bit of an injury, but he's been putting a lot of minutes on that big body, too. So they keep him out. They keep Jamal Murray out. And they lose to the Milwaukee Bucks 107-99 last night. A competitive game for a while, but Milwaukee's just too talented and pulled away. The game that I'm really excited for, and they're trying to build up this rivalry week, ABC and ESPN are, and so they've got these marquee matchups. And so the Nuggets got paired up with the Sixers, the 76ers, who Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic are arguably the two best big men in the league. Probably not arguably, they are. And so they play Saturday at 1 o'clock. That's going to be a fun game on a Saturday with no college football anymore, no NFL games on a Saturday. I think that's going to be a really good time. I really hope the Nuggets go out there and just stomp them and prove to the national media, hey, we are for real this year.
No, and I agree with that 1,000%. Because anytime you watch them, if they get on TNT, if they get on any of the other networks, they're second class.
Yeah.
I mean, you
Charles Barkley has fallen in love with them, but that's about it. Charles has said this is the best team in basketball right now.
Which I love to hear.
Right, but that's about it, man. They don't get any national respect.
No, they do not. And I could understand a couple years ago, you've got to earn it. It's been earned.
Yeah.
It's been earned.
100%. You got the two-time MVP on your team. Pay attention. 6:34 the time. When we come back, we'll get into celebrity birthdays. What day is it?
Not a lot.
I've got a couple of friends who have some birthdays today as well, so I'll get those shout-outs coming back on the other side as well. It's Good Morning NoCo. Let's get to the bottom of the hour. News and Weather Center. Keep it going here. Good morning, NoCo. Thanks for being with us inside of the Allo Communications Studios. I am Tanner Shrimp, my co-host Brian Gary. We're talking arcade and video games today with our Happy Life Gardens poll question.
Yes, we are.
HVAC Guy says, more modern games. I absolutely love the Sim City. Did you guys ever have Sims?
It was all over in my basement. I know that my kids, when they were young, introduced Sims into the home, and it was there for quite some time. That and Roller Coaster and Golf Tycoon.
Yeah.
Those ones where
the
you
Tycoon
could build.
Games were awesome.
My son loved those.
How about you, Angel? Did you ever have Sims?
I missed out on that craze with like internet games. My older sister had Sims, so I used to just sit and watch her build house and make a whole little family and then destroy it for some reason.
Probably about 10 years off for you guys when that took off.
And yeah, it was just winding down when we were getting into the video games, for me anyhow. But we've got, let's see here, Josh says Mortal Kombat.
Oh, I used
to. Finish him.
Yes. The finish move with Raiden.
Yes.
Oh,
like that
absolutely
one.
Absolutely loved Mortal Kombat.
Teresa says Pac-Man for sure. Used to play it for hours and hours.
I like Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man, whoever Pac-Man. It didn't matter. I loved that game.
What did you say the Asteroid? Was it just called Asteroid?
Asteroids.
Yeah. My dad had this weird thing where he'd brag about it, and I didn't know what he was talking about. He goes, oh, I used to be good at that.
When you'd get this odd-shaped, like, biscuit coming at you in space, a space biscuit, and it's supposed to be a meteor, and you'd bust it up, and then it would turn into, like, five biscuits smaller. And you'd have to get them all, and, man, then hit hyperspace. They're coming in. Got to move. All of a sudden, you disappear, appear somewhere else on screen. Crap, I'm in the middle of another one. Luke, I have no power.
What was the one with the falling objects?
Oh, I loved Centipede.
No, the
Tetris.
Oh, when you the shapes.
Yeah, the shapes where you had to set it up and stuff like that.
That was a great one.
Was it?
For Game Boy.
Oh, yeah.
We used to play a lot of that on the Game Boy.
My mom had one on the old school Game Boy, and she played it so much, she got to a point where she could predict what the next piece was going to be.
Yeah.
She's insanely good at Tetris.
It's people really do have a skill for that. You know, I was damn good at it for a while.
Are you any good at it? I suck at it.
I'm not like fantastic at it, but I can get a couple thousand points.
Yeah, I mean, it shapes just being able to see ahead and predict and get it flipped the right way. And
it's
and
a lot
get
of,
it in.
You know, I am anticipating this shape, so I'm going to make sure I have room to put it over here. If not, throw it over there and fix it later.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. But this is fun. I love things that take us down memory lane and,
yeah,
and bring up those times of, you know, maybe a little more innocence, a little less pressure, you know, when you could.
Except for Noob and Leisure Suit Larry.
That's, I needed to hear that.
There's
one.
No innocence there, it doesn't sound like.
Well, now that just some innocent fun. That's it, where you can be the sleazeball in the nightclub.
Is that? Yeah. Oh, goodness.
You're looking it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like they've come out with a newer version of it, just so you know.
Not surprised, and I'd rather not.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't need that updated.
Very, very pornographic.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. Stay away from that. I'm sorry I brought that up. It wasn't that bad when we were young.
Yeah. No, there's a new one that is pretty graphic.
All right, so, stay away from that one. I'm sorry I brought that up. I did. Well, that's all great, Brian. That's all wonderful. Thanks for telling us about the arcade games. But what we want to know is
what day is it?
What day is it?
What day is it today?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What day is it, Mike?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
what day
Sunday.
Is it? Guess what day it is.
Well, we'll start off with letting you know it is Thursday.
I appreciate that.
January 26th. Today is National Spouses Day.
Oh, very cool.
January 26th is set aside to celebrate the bond between two people and set aside time for couples to show each other gratitude.
Well, we should have had Bruce and Terry in here today instead of yesterday, but that's a prime example, man, of a good marriage and good people was Bruce and Terry Dick in here yesterday. Just the way that they support each other was really a really cool highlight, and it fits on today, I think.
No, it does, and I've been so fortunate throughout my life to be surrounded by great relationships.
Yeah.
You know, I see it in my parents, you know, and their love for each other and how long they've been together. You know, I see between me and my wife for as long as we have been together. And, you know, I still can't get home fast enough each day to go and see her. And I love planning little things. Like, I know, I asked her a couple nights ago, will you go out with me on Thursday night? And we're just going to go out for dinner.
Yeah.
But, you know, just
awesome.
those fun little date nights and things that you can create. Never quit that. I always think of the Kenny Rogers song, Buy Me a Rose. And if you want to go back, listen to the words to that. And it is great preventive maintenance for your relationship.
Yeah.
And that's what we always need. We all need to work on that. Preventive maintenance of your relationship. Don't wait till something blows up. You can see when things need a little work, need a little oil here and there, and you can take care of it.
Never stop dating is something that
Perfect.
I've heard, anyhow.
No, I think that's a really, really good saying. I hadn't heard that before, but I like that. Here's something I don't like much. Today is National Green Juice Day. I will do a shot of wheatgrass, and you've seen me drink my vegetables in here, those little pouches that I pour in. But green juice, man. As soon as you go to a restaurant and they go, you know, we have a couple of juices today. We have, you know, an orange. And
I don't go to those restaurants.
No, I think you probably do. But they just look at you and go, no, he doesn't.
Beer.
Yeah, that's it. How about you with green juice? I mean, there's so many health benefits, but can you stomach the taste? Have you had much, Angel?
I have not.
Not at all?
Kale, spinach, nope.
Just not going to do it?
No. If I'm going to make a smoothie or a shake or something, it's got to look like a milkshake or something.
So
it's got to get past the mental hurdle of, it's green, I'm not drinking that. It's
green,
not natural.
Green is generally not an appealing flavor to drink.
I eat my vegetables. I don't have to drink them.
I'd rather drink them. Today is National Peanut Brittle Day today. Now, we had Peanut Butter Day the other day, but Peanut Brittle, how do you feel about that?
Oh,
I love it. It's one of my favorite.
Dude. Yeah. That gets me in trouble. And it seems like it's always around the holiday season that the peanut butter really comes out, and it comes out and shows out in full force.
Well, have you ever grabbed the proper portion the first time you go?
No.
Where you, I mean, because you'll grab and you'll take it with, you'll sit down, you'll eat it, and you're immediately having to get up and get
yeah,
more.
Yeah, 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 yeah. There's no limit to how much peanut butter I can eat. I haven't found it anyways. There's probably a limit, but I haven't found it yet.
Enjoy it now while you have teeth. All right, there will come a time. You a peanut brittle guy at all, Angel?
Can't say that I've had it
really
too much, no. We have more of a like a peppermint bark kind of person.
Oh, I do like that too, but yeah, peanut brittle, so good. All right, celebrity birthdays today. I'm giving you guys 4.5.
Okay. There must be some people we know.
I'm thinking.
We got one yesterday, I think. It's been a bad week for us.
Oh, it was bad yesterday.
Angel and I got to get in the groove here. We got to get in the groove.
All right, sportscaster and actor Bob Uecker.
Yes.
88 years old today.
I'd have to have a rocket up his...
Exactly.
Catch that one.
Yep. David Strathairn. He's 74 years old, and I recognize him big time. He's speaking an interrogation panel. But if you look at him, he has been in so many movies, and I'm trying to think.
He's the one that goes JC. It's Jason Bourne. Angel, do you know who I'm talking about?
I know the reference. I haven't seen the Bourne movies.
All right. Do I give you that one?
I know him when I saw him. Yeah. We want to take that one, or we want to save the...
We'll see.
Do you want to save it, Angel? Or we want to take it?
Let's save it.
Okay, we don't get that one.
Ellen DeGeneres, 65 years old today.
Yep.
NHL legend Wayne Gretzky.
Nice.
61 today. Actress Sarah Rue is 45 today.
What is she starting?
I have no idea. Let's see. She was at a world premiere for the Christmas Chronicles.
Big Bang Theory?
Really?
And American Pie.
Okay.
I've seen both of those things.
I've seen the movies. Don't know her.
Nope.
Pro wrestler Sasha Banks.
Yes.
31 years old today. Yeah, she's definitely a celebrity. How many are you at?
Four.
All right, I think you're going to be stuck there. Actor Scott Glenn is 84 years old today. Richard Portnow from Trumbo and the Sopranos is 76 years old today. Fabulous musician Lucinda Williams is 70 years old today. I know I'm getting nothing from you guys. Andrew Ridgely, the guy who wasn't George Michael in Wham, is 60 years old today. How about singer Jazzy B from Soul to Soul is 60 today?
No.
Yeah, oh, I love that song, Back to Life, Back to Reality. So many great... That was a good song.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I know I get that a lot. Gospel singer Kirk Franklin, 53 years old today. Nate Mooney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Anything?
Years old today. Let's see. Matilda Zydeges from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. No. Let's see. Colin O'Donohue from Once Upon a Time. And that is about it. The only others, there were some famous people who are no longer with us. Actor Paul Newman. And today would have been the birthday of, to me, the greatest rock guitar player I've ever heard in my life, Eddie Van Halen.
Mm.
It would have been Eddie's birthday today. I still saw a shirt the other day. It was Snoopy just sitting there, and above it, it said, "I miss Eddie Van Halen."
Nice.
And it grabbed me. I mean, it really did. I absolutely loved that music. That was a time capsule for me of my youth, was Eddie and that band Van Halen. So, what would have been a great birthday for Eddie Van Halen today? You are missed most definitely by the music world.
We're going to go in retrospect and take the one that I knew when I saw his face.
Oh, okay. So you went over?
Five. Yeah, I couldn't tell you his name right now, so it probably shouldn't count. I got a couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday to Dan Gehring. He was my offensive coordinator at Platte Valley High School. He's a staple out there in the community. Dan was so good to me out there with that football program. So very happy birthday to you, Dan. We still stay in contact. Just really one of the good guys. And Courtney Lockie, who was a stud volleyball player for the UNC Bears, first from Eaton High School, then to the UNC Bears, and now she is a TV reporter in Fargo. Up there, moved up there, and she loves Fargo. I gave her a bunch of crap for that because I offered her a job to stay here, and she went up to Fargo instead. I'm like, yeah, Fargo or Greeley? Come on now.
Fargo's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's way too cold up there. So, but happy birthday
outside?
To Courtney Lockie. They get a lot more snow normally than we do.
True.
But if it's your birthday today, a very happy birthday to you. We hope you have a great day. And your birthday present is the cattle market. So let's take a listen. Brian, I missed a birthday, and I don't know how I missed this. But one more birthday shout out.
Family or friend.
Yeah, one more birthday shout out. Avery Lefevre. So you hear Buildings by Design. Travis Lefevre is a great a sponsor and a great friend in the Lefevre family down in Brush and all over the world now, I suppose. But great family friends. But it's Avery's 17th birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Avery. She is a stud softball player for Brush. But a very happy birthday. They're headed back here to Colorado and listening to us right now. So happy birthday to you, Avery. I hope you have a fantastic day, and hope you enjoy
Avery.
It. Skip school today. Is that good advice?
That's Tanner.
Just blow off school. It's
Tanner.
All good.
I say go to school.
He only turned 17
happy
once.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Avery. Happy birthday to you.
There. Hey, not many people get that.
No, yeah. You don't. That's how it works. Unless you text us and request it, and then we'll do it every single time.
We're going to do a medley of Simon and Garfunkel and Brooks and Dunn songs later. It's going to be awesome.
I hate that you called me Kix yesterday.
Why? Kix is cool, man.
No, he's not Ronnie, though.
Well, no.
Ronnie had all the talent.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're number one. Hour two coming up next. We've got news for Northern Colorado to dive into, and I'm sure Brian's got a story about something weird that happened. We'll dive into that next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.